book of Nehemiah, chapter 8. Nehemiah chapter 8. Lord has brought us to the book of Nehemiah for several weeks now. This might be the last look into this thought that we've been sharing with you. There might be one more Sunday. We'll see what the Lord has in store. And for our text this morning, we just want to read verse 9 and 10 of Nehemiah chapter 8. And Nehemiah, which is the Tirshatha, or governor, and Ezra, the priest, the scribe, the Levites that taught the people, said unto all the people, This day is holy unto the Lord your God. Mourn not, nor weep. For all the people wept when they heard the words of the law. Then he said unto them, Go your way, eat the fat and drink the sweet. Send portions unto them for whom nothing is prepared. For this day is holy unto the Lord. Neither be ye sorry, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. In chapter 8, verse number 5, the book is brought, the book of the law is brought up to Ezra on that pulpit of wood. And as he opened that book, he opened the Word of God. The people all stood up. And we considered the importance of respecting God's Word when this all started. They stood and they showed their awe, their respect for the Word of God. That brought them to chapter 8, verse number 6, where Ezra blesses the Lord, the great God, and all the people said amen and amen and lifted up their hands and bowed their heads and worshiped the Lord with their faces to the ground. Respecting the Word of God, opening the Word of God, reading the Word of God, making the Word of God preeminence in all that we do, brings us into a closer relationship with God. Amen. Gives us a better revelation of God. And when God's Word is opened and these things occur, ultimately, we're going to worship God. Amen. We're going to worship. And they do. In chapter 9, verse 1 and 2, where we were last week, now on the 24th day of this month, the children of Israel were assembled with fasting and with sackcloth and earth upon them. The seed of Israel separated themselves from all strangers and stood and confessed their sins and the iniquities of their fathers. And they stood up in their place and read in the book of the law of the Lord their God, 1/4 part, or for 6 hours of the day they read the word of God. Another 1/4 part they confessed and worshiped the Lord their God. We saw last week that when God's word is respected, it brings us into a better relationship with God. It reveals God to us. We see God, and in seeing God, we worship. And seeing God and worshiping God reforms us. We saw the reforming or the reformation of the Word of God here in chapter 9. They came fasting with sackcloth and earth upon them. That's literally dirt. And they confessed their sins. They confessed the sins of their fathers. And again in verse number 3, they confessed again and worshiped for 6 hours. The Word of God is to be respected. The Word of God is to be worshiped because it is Christ, because it is God and God's Word. And worshiping God reforms us, changes us. We come to this portion of Scripture that we've read for our text. And the thought this morning would be, rejoice in the Word. Rejoice in the Word. Last part of verse number 10, this day is holy unto our Lord. Neither be ye sorry, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. When we hear that last part of verse number 10 here in chapter 8, most would think that's a quote from the book of Psalms. Sounds like a psalm. Similar words are expressed in the Psalms. But here in this setting of the Word being brought, the Word being read, and the reestablishing of Israel's religion and worship, and obeying the calendar, if you would, of the Lord, they're told the joy of the Lord is their strength. Most people interpret that as a happy feeling, some level of happiness. But happiness is very superficial. I don't think happiness is the main point God wants us to get when we consider that expression, the joy of the Lord is your strength. In verse number 6, Ezra blessed the Lord, blessed the great God that he was. All the people said amen to that and lifted up their hands and bowed their heads and worshiped the Lord. And as this scene unfolds, they kind of go into a sorrowful mode. And Ezra and Nehemiah and the Levites instruct the people, this is not the day to go into that sorrowful mode. This is the day that we're not to be sorry, according to their calendar. And the feast, as they were found on the calendar, as the law was read, and they found themselves at this point in Jerusalem. He says, the joy of the Lord is your strength. Literally, what he's saying is joying in God. Joying in God, there's your strength. There's your strength. He's not talking about a superficial degree of being happy or feeling happy. But he's declaring unto them that irregardless of the situation that they're in, and they've been in captivity for 70 years, and now God is bringing them back into the land, and the temple's been rebuilt, and the wall's been rebuilt, and they're reestablishing their religious system in order. With all that they've been through, they're told not to mourn, and to remember that the joy of the Lord is their strength. The joy of the Lord. Joying in God is what gets you through these days. Rejoicing in the Lord is what strengthens us. And in the day and time in which we're living, we need the strength of God to get through these days. These are perilous days, wicked days, evil days, discouraging days, days that are hard for us to get through in the flesh. We need the Lord to strengthen us. But we need to remember that joying in God is where we find our strength, where we find the strength of the Lord. We joy in knowing God. We joy in having relationship with God. We joy in trusting Him fully. We joy in God. I kind of want to say that means we make our boast in God. Joying in God, rejoicing in God, means making our boast in God, declaring our confidence in God. And that's what's going to get us through the difficulties that life brings our way. In Psalm chapter 33, keep your place, we'll be back before we're done today. In Psalm chapter 33, verse number 1, rejoice in the Lord, O ye righteous, for praise is comely for the upright. Rejoice in the Lord. In chapter 35, verse number 9, and my soul shall be joyful in the Lord. It shall rejoice in His salvation. Chapter 97. Psalm 97, verse 12. Rejoice in the Lord, ye righteous, and give thanks at the remembrance of His holiness. Rejoice in the Lord. He's telling the people, teaching the people, that joying in God is their strength. Or in the words that we've noticed from the Psalms, rejoicing in the Lord. That's where our strength is. That's where our strength is. Even in the New Testament, Philippians chapter 3, verse 1, and chapter 4, verse 4. The Lord's people, the day of grace, and the context of a local church are called to rejoice in the Lord. And again, I say rejoice. The joy of the Lord is teaching us and telling us that we're to joy in God. We're to rejoice in God. We're to rejoice in the Lord. And in the context of our message, we're to rejoice in the Word. Make our boast in God and the Lord, the Word. Speak our confidence in God, the Lord, the Word. Psalms chapter 20, let's go back over there. Psalms Psalm chapter 20. Verse number 5. We will rejoice in thy salvation. In the name of our God, we will set up our banners. The Lord fulfill all thy petitions. Then down in chapter 21, verse 1. The king shall joy in thy strength, O Lord, and in thy salvation. How greatly shall he rejoice. So our joying in God is what is brought before us in this 10th verse. Our rejoicing in the Lord is where we find our strength. We rejoice in the Lord in all that he is. We rejoice in the Lord in all that he's given us, how he's blessed us. We rejoice in the Lord in all that he does, and he's always doing, and he's always working. We rejoice in the Lord for all the ways that his grace is manifest. The joy of the Lord is where our strength is. Joying in God, rejoicing in the Lord, that's where our strength is. Making our boast in God, speaking our confidence in God, that's where our strength is. And we need strength to serve him. We need strength to please him. We need his strength evidenced in our life, or we're just spinning our wheels. We rejoice because we know he loves us. Do you rejoice in that this morning? Rejoice in the Lord. Rejoice in God. Make your boast in God. Joy in God. Joy in the Lord. Joy and rejoice because he loves you. Who are you that he should love you? When did he start loving you? To what degree has he loved you? How has he ever demonstrated his love for you? We rejoice in the Lord because of all he is and all he's given and all he does and all of his grace displayed. And we rejoice because he loves us. Out of all the people in the world, if you can say God loves me, and know God loves you, and prove God loves you, that's why you would rejoice and should rejoice in the Lord. We rejoice because we possess something that is invaluable. And there's several things that could be listed under that thought and that heading. First of all, redemption. Our salvation. That's invaluable. You can't put a price tag on that. It cost God his Son. It cost Jesus Christ his precious blood. And we rejoice in the Lord because we know he loves us, and we rejoice in the Lord because we possess something that is invaluable. We could never have bought. We could have never earned it. We could have never deserved it. But he's given it to us. The gift of God is eternal life through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. It's a gift. We rejoice because we know our course is ordered by the Lord. Who was it that brought Israel or Judah, Jerusalem? Who was it that brought them to this place? Who was it that dispersed them as a nation? Who was it that had them taken into captivity? Who was it that caused them to be slaves for those 70 plus years? It wasn't Babylon. It wasn't Persia. It was God. And God has brought the first wave back to build the temple. God has brought the next wave in to build the walls. Now the book is being opened. The Word of God is being read. Who is it that's done all of this? It's God. And there are no missteps. There are no accidents. God ordered all of these things. Remember that when you're going through difficulties, unexplainable things, hard times. When you wonder why, you can still praise God because He's the one who's ordered our course. All things work together for good to them who know God, who are the called according to His purpose. There are no accidents. How often do we use that term? God is sovereign and in control of everything. Rejoice, because no matter where we are at this particular moment, no matter what God has brought us through, rejoice because the best is yet to come. That's true for every true child of God. It was true for Israel. The joy of the Lord is your strength. This is not the day to be sorry. This is the day to understand. It is God that has brought you to this place. It is God who has revealed Himself to you. It is God who's bringing you back into relationship with Him. It is God that is changing and reforming you. It is God doing all of these things. So don't be sorry for yourself or feel sorry for yourself. The joy of the Lord is your strength. Rejoice in the fact that God is God. Rejoice in the fact of all He's given, all that He does, all of His grace. Rejoice because we know He loves us. Rejoice because we possess something that is invaluable and could not have ever been bought or purchased or earned. Rejoice because our course is ordered by God. Rejoice because we know the best is yet to come. And the rest of Nehemiah unfolds some of that best that was yet to come. There was still reforming and changes and updating, things needing to be done as God was bringing them back into the land. Remember, I was reminded of this week in my reading and studies. Do you see where the book of Nehemiah is in your Bible? So most people read it as though it's very early in the Old Testament record. Fact of the matter is, Nehemiah has some of the latest and the oldest historical records of the Old Testament. You're going to place it chronologically, you'd place it later in the Old Testament, humanly speaking. So the best was yet to come. Some of that was 400 years of silence. Some of that was God not speaking. Some of that was God's silence until Jesus Christ came. But they were to remember the joy of the Lord is their strength. We're not talking about a superficial happiness, a skin-deep, happy condition. We're talking about joying in God, rejoicing in the Lord. That's where your strength lies. As we think about the perilous days in which we live, and we have to acknowledge, according to the scriptural record, it's going to get worse. Until Jesus Christ comes, it's going to get worse and worse. We need to remember to glory in the Lord. Make our boast in the Lord. Rejoice in the Lord. Because rejoicing in the Lord is where we find our strength to live in these days in which we do. In Psalms chapter 28, Psalms chapter 28, verse number 7. The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusted in Him, and I am helped. Therefore my heart greatly rejoiceth, and with my song will I praise Him. The Lord is their strength, and He is the saving strength of His anointed. Save thy people. Bless thine inheritance. Feed them also. And lift them up forever. Isaiah chapter 12. Verse 1 through 3. And in that day thou shalt say, O Lord, I praise thee. Though thou wast angry with me, thine anger is turned away, and thou comfortest me. Behold, God is my salvation, I will trust, not be afraid. For the Lord Jehovah is my strength and my song. He also has become my salvation. Therefore, with joy shall ye draw water out of the wells of salvation. The Lord Jehovah is my strength. People of Israel are told at this most critical time not to be sorry, but to joy in God. To rejoice in God, irregardless of what they were going through. God calls us today to joy in God. And it's joying in God, and it's our rejoicing in God that strengthens us. That brings into our life the strength of God to get us through whatever might come our way. And God only knows what tomorrow's going to come full of and concerning. You never know what a day might bring forth. But rejoice in the Lord. Boast in the Lord. Put your confidence in Him. Joy in the Lord. Because of all He is, all He's given, all He does, and all of His grace. Rejoice because of all the reasons that could be mentioned and listed. rejoice in God and rejoice in the Lord, because that rejoicing and confidence and boasting in God is our strength. There's our strength. It's not up to us to come up with the strength to persevere, to endure, to hang in there, to keep on keeping on. It's not even up to us to pray down or to pray up or search and try to find the strength. What we're called to do is praise the Lord. Glory in God. Rejoice in the Lord. And again, I say rejoice, because rejoicing in the Lord is a boasting in the Lord, is a putting a confidence in the Lord. And putting a confidence in the Lord and boasting in the Lord gives us the strength. He provides us the strength to go on and to survive. Let's stand together. Sing a verse.